Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen as Selenia tells us why she chose to vaccinate her daughter.
I definitely felt like the pros far outweighed the cons. The diseases that I am protecting my child against, they're still here. And at the end of the day, it's my job as a mother to keep my child safe.
Talk to your child's doctor and learn more at whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, this is Zach Gelb showing the Infinity Sports Network. We'll talk to Coach Dan Mullen right now as we get set for the NFL draft coming your way on Thursday. And also, Coach is once again partnering up with the Southern Company Peach Bowl Challenge, as they always put on their very entertaining charity golf tournament. So we'll chat it up for a few minutes with Coach Dan Mullen right now. Coach, great to see you. Thanks so much for doing this. How you been?
Yeah, I've been great. It's, that exciting time of year. You got NFL draft, you got playoff hockey, playoff basketball, and it's golf season.
Yeah, how is your golf game? I got out over the weekend. I had to go to a wedding Saturday night, so I played early Saturday morning with a few of my buddies before we had to go over to the wedding. I did not play well. I had a birdie, so it will get me to go back. But outside of that, man, it was a lot of double bogeys and triple bogeys.
Yeah, you just remember the birdie, especially like later in the round. It's all like, finish with a flourish, and then you feel good about coming back. So I actually had to have a knee surgery earlier this spring, so I haven't been out. So this coming weekend will be my first round of golf in quite a while. I don't think I'm getting the bonus handicap strokes for it, but it'll be my first round in a while.
Will you use a golf cart? You'll be like John Daly, right? You're not walking.
I'm a golf cart guy. I have fun golfing. I enjoy it. I enjoy being out there.
So tell me a little bit about the event and obviously the great cause as well for it.
Well, the Peach Bowl Challenge does such a great job, and I've done it for, I can't even know how many years, but, it's here at Reynolds Lake Oconee. It's a great location out at the Ritz. We play the Oconee course here at Reynolds, one of the six courses that they have. They got unbelievable golf here. Day one, we go out on Monday, and it's, the celebrity scramble. You go out with all the sponsors, go play. But Tuesday is basically all the coaches. And, they have the coaches and the legends division now, and this is my year two getting to be a legend. I've played a bunch as a coach. Now I've gotten to play as a legend. But a great event. It's actually, the money that's raised for the Peach Bowl does through scholarships. The coaches all play for some money that goes to their specific charities, their individual foundations to help people. And so it's a lot of fun. And what's really fun is I've done it through the years. We have people come out. We have spectators come out. It's a great opportunity. You get to see coaches from all over the country, current and past coaches out there and going to play at a beautiful golf course.
Talking to Coach Dan Mullen. We'll get to the draft in just a second, but let me hit you up with two college football questions. First, you've seen the good moments, you've seen the bad moments at Florida. This is a crucial year for Billy Napier. You just having an interesting perspective with how many years you're with that program. Just what advice would you give him to try to get this thing right at Florida, move it in the right direction in year three?
Well, one thing for Florida fans, score some points, right? That always just at least puts a smile on their face. I mean, you got to win games, but when you're scoring points, that keeps a smile on people's face. But, I think, Florida's finally caught up. They finally built a football facility. They're putting themselves in a position, really. They've been playing catch up for probably a good near 10 years in college football of being way, way behind everybody else. So I think they've finally caught up, and it's just going to take some patience now that they've built some facilities. They got themselves even with other people. There's a changing landscape with NIL that you got to adjust to on top of that. So I think, some of the patience within programs, you look at a lot of programs right now, they're being successful, are programs that have had some patience within what's going on with their coaches, and now they're starting to see the success.
And then we get to Alabama. It's going to be a weird adjustment, no longer seeing Coach Saban on the sideline, but they got a heck of a coach who took Washington to a national championship in Kalen DeBoer. We know Alabama fans every year are going to say championship or bust, but what are your realistic expectations for Coach DeBoer going to Tuscaloosa in year one?
Well, I think one thing that Coach DeBoer knows is what the expectations are, you know, and he's going to have, listen, he took Washington to the national championship game last year. He's got really high expectations for himself, for his coaching staff, his program. And he's going to bring those with him, even though Alabama already has them. He's going to have them as well. I think he's an awesome fit for that job, that program. You know, getting to talk to him a little bit, his demeanor. You know, you got to go in there, and you got to go in there with being able to balance the expectations, being able to balance what you're following Nick Saban and coming in and handling all of that. And I just think his demeanor, he's going to go in, he's going to coach ball. He's got a little bit of a relaxed demeanor, if you will. And don't confuse that for lackadaisical. Don't confuse that for for anything else. I just think his demeanor coming in, being able to accept Nick's in the building, he's going to, you know, I think the ego-wise, he's going to sit there and say, I have one of the greatest coaches of all time here to learn from. I'm going to sit and listen to everything you have to say. I think you have to be able to handle that. His personality is going to be a great fit. I think he's going to come in with a great offensive mind, you know, with some talented players. And I think you're going to see some you know, the continued success for the Alabama program with Coach DeBoer at the helm.
Talking to Coach Dan Mullen, it feels like as we're 2 days away from the draft, Caleb Williams will go one to the Bears and Jaden Daniels will go two to the Commanders. Does that sound right to you when you're ranking these quarterbacks in the NFL draft?
Oh, boy, that's a tough one, isn't it? You know, I mean, there's so many different variables, right? And it's hard to say there's ever a perfect one, right? There's ever the perfect fit. That's so hard to find, so hard to do. So I think that's about right. You know, Caleb Williams, I'm sure there's question marks. I watch him. I have question marks. I'm sure, you know, you hear the different things with the question marks people have about him.
But what are your question marks with him, just wondering?
You know, I just want to look and say, okay, you want the most important trait of a quarterback, right, is leadership and winning. You know, does he have that it leader, hold everybody, you know, kind of grab the reins and make it all go factor? You know, and can he carry his team to a championship? You know, I mean, that's what they want from quarterbacks. You know, Patrick Mahomes has an it factor. He can carry his team to a championship. Now, the talent's not the question, though, when you look at Caleb Williams. He has the talent. He has all those things. And you know what? And it's going to be to see. You know, I mean, he hasn't played in the NFL yet. He hasn't seen how his game fits, his leadership, what he's like in the locker room and getting guys to play, right? Because the quarterback's job is to raise the play of everybody around him. And is he going to be able to do that, you know, with the Bears? That's the question. It'll be interesting to see. Jaden, I'm really excited. I was really excited with him at LSU. I thought he took some huge strides last year. And strides in the pocket game, which is, you know, something it was almost like he was training for the next level all year, if you will. You know, when you watched him play, we know he has, right, he has the athleticism when you see him make these long runs at LSU, the escapability, the ability to extend plays, use his legs, and the how dangerous he is running the football for explosive plays. But really watching him throw the ball vertically down the field, stand in the pocket and make throws, really interesting, you know. And then, you know, you still throw out the Drake May, some of the other guys, you just, I mean, once you kind of hear this is who people like, it tends to go that way. But, boy, you never know with the NFL draft, do you? It's always – there's always going to be some surprises coming.
Yeah, and McCarthy, J.J. McCarthy, it seems like he's rising up the draft boards. Now, a lot of that is based off potential. Michigan, they would have been stupid to not run the ball as much as they did with Corum and Edwards behind those offensive lines the last few years. That's always the difficult part, is projecting how they'll do at the next level. But with more opportunity, how do you think J.J. McCarthy will fare?
I think he'll do great. I think one of the hardest thing for guys coming out early, you know, I you look and you say, okay, especially, you know, really, J.J.'s one, but, you know, I don't know, depending on what they're going to do offensively, you know, they're going to change a little bit to put more on his shoulders, say, hey, you're going to have to carry the team now, not manage the game. And you know, I get everybody freaks out with the game manager term. That's like, I love game manager. A game manager to me is somebody that does what he needs to do for the team to win, right? I mean, and if it is, I got to come out, throw for 500 yards and 7 touchdowns, I'm going to do that. If I can check us into the right play and hand the ball off and just let the guys around me perform, I'll do that. You know, I mean, maybe I just need to lead a 2-minute drive to win the game. That's what you want to see. And you know, so for a guy like JJ with more situations where he kind of has to put more on them, you know, they played such great defense. We're in so much control of games. Very rarely did he have to have the game thrown on him to go win it during last season. Drake May's another guy I really would love to see one more year of development. And you know, and it's not, boy, stay in college or do this. You think of the reps that guys get. You know, you're talking about 1,000 live reps, throwing the ball under pressure, under duress, and you're doing it at a level where you are the best guy instead of the rookie. You're the veteran experienced guy instead of the new guy learning. So I think there's always opportunities. You would have loved to see these guys maybe get some more reps in development so they're ready ready sooner at the next level. Because, you know, the worst thing I think, and you see some of these young quarterbacks coming to the NFL, if your pro organization's not ready for them,
yeah,
right? Where if you have a good O-line, fantastic. Go take a young quarterback and throw him in early. Let him, because, you know, I mean,
you're like, Coach, for example, if McCarthy goes to the Vikings with Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison, okay, I could see him having year one success. He goes to New England. He goes to the Giants. Well, I think it's going to be ugly.
Different deal because, you know, you think, just think of the O-line. You know, I go back. I was fortunate enough to coach Dak Prescott. I mean, you look at his career. He came back, played a fifth year in college, got so many reps and, you know, under duress. He went to an organization where they had a pretty good O-line. And so, you know, you're talking about fractions of second. I mean, you're 0.4 seconds is a long time. So yeah. If your O-line gives you an extra 0.4 seconds, that's a long time in the NFL. Well, that allows you to give that margin for error where you're learning how to be a better decision maker early in your career, and you're not just getting smacked around all over the place. And you look at some quarterbacks, younger guys that have come in and have success. A lot of these guys came into some good situations, you know, and they're able to get on the field in a good situation and they have positive results. And then they get the experience in good situations. Then as they get older, they have that experience already. So, you know, they're making quicker and faster decisions and all of those things. And, you know, a lot of these quarterbacks that are super high rated that go into bad situations, you're like, what happened to them? Well, they never really got the chance to develop or maximize because they didn't have the time to learn and learn to process and learn the right way.
No, it's definitely a great point. Coach, we're up again, so we appreciate the time as always. Make sure you check out and help out the Southern Company Peach Bowl Challenge as well. We appreciate you coming on for a few minutes today, Coach.
Awesome to be with you. Enjoy the draft this weekend.
You got it. Thanks so much. We'll do. There he is, Coach Dan Mullen. Does a great job for ESPN now, and we know he coached quite a bunch of years at Florida and Mississippi State as well. We will take a time out. And I thought it was a good breakdown, especially the fit. The fit with the quarterbacks is everything. I think Caleb Williams has enough to succeed right away in Chicago. There is enough for Jaden Daniels to succeed with the Commanders. But after that, those guys, McCarthy, May, Michael Penix Jr., I think it's more so about where they go if they're going to have a chance to succeed or not.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen as Selenia tells us why she chose to vaccinate her daughter.
I definitely felt like the pros far outweighed the cons, the diseases that I am protecting my child against. They're still here. And at the end of the day, it's my job as a mother to keep my child safe.
Talk to your child's doctor and learn more at whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.